from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Russian military plane with 91 people on board heading to Syria is missing. The Tupolev 154 disappeared from radar just minutes after taking off from the Black Sea resort town of Sochi today. The Russian news agency Interfax is reporting a crash site has been found and that debris has been found in the Black Sea. Plane was carrying Russian servicemen as well as members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, the Army's official musical group, who were flying to Syria to participate in New Year's celebrations. Israel's prime minister lashed out at President Obama, accusing him of what he called a shameful move at the UN over West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said every U.S. president for many years had kept an agreement not to try to impose conditions on a peace deal for Israel, but on Friday he said the U.S. broke that agreement by abstaining from the UN Security Council vote on a resolution calling for an end to settlements on Palestinian land. Mr. Netanyahu said, in complete contrast to that commitment, including an explicit commitment by President Obama in 2011, the Obama administration conducted an anti-Israel ambush at the UN. Prime Minister Netanyahu said he has ordered his government to stop funding institutions at the United Nations. European security authorities, shaken by the latest terror attacks at a Christian market in Berlin, are on high alert as Christians gather in churches across the continent. This is VOA News.